Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You ever seen one of those when you were in school, you know, going maybe to high school or something, mm-hmm. and you see this one kid, they're picking on this kid. It's like, that kid did nothing to you.
What's the problem?
This kid was just showed up at school, and all of a sudden, this crew is just, it just seems to be some constant theme where you got to step in or teachers have to step in and stop it. And everybody looks at that and goes, you know, what is these guys' problem? Why would those girls do that to that girl or these guys do that to that guy? And it's a spirit, really. It's a spirit that's just coming to attack somebody that they're jealous of or whatever. But think about this. That's what happens to Israel. I mean, Israel's at its widest point is like maybe 70 miles at its widest point. It could fit inside of Rhode Island, I believe. Mm. You know, at Jersey, definitely, probably a couple of times.
Smaller than the country of Ecuador.
It's smaller than the country of Ecuador. Helping all of us out, if you got any kind of technology, medical devices, you cherry tomatoes, I mean, everything, they're just blessing so many people. But why are so many people, and it's not everybody, but the people with mics, people with cameras, and people with agendas,
explosives
are stabbing, trying to blow up, trying to push them into the sea as the, you know, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and radical Islam has said over and over again that they want to do. And it's like, what's going on? Well, Jonathan Cahn is talking here on Jim Baker's show specifically about that reason why. Watch.
This is an eternal warfare that is trying to keep King Jesus from coming back. But all hell can't do it, and all religion can't do it. No one can stop. And he's tried. Satan has tried for a long time.
Absolutely. And you know, if we were from another planet and we came visiting this world and we knew nothing about anything, mm-hmm. and we just looked at what's happening in the world, we just looked at why is this crazy, all the forces of darkness are attacking this one people to wipe them out. Mm-hmm. What? We'd say there's got to be something going on with this one people.
Right.
So if the enemy could have wiped out the Jewish people, there'd be no Jewish people for Jesus to come back to. So he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that. Mm-hmm. He came in the first time through the Jewish people. He's coming in the second time through the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. So the enemy knows that. That explains thousands of years of the dragon going crazy to wipe out these people. That explains anti-Semitism. That explains the Holocaust. That explains Hitler. That explains all of it, because the enemy knows there's a real, the Bible's real. There's a real God, and there's a real enemy.
That's right.
And it all focuses on Israel, the land of Israel, the people of Israel, the book of Israel, and this figure, this one unique figure who is unlike anyone in the world, this one Jewish rabbi around which in the entire history of the world, every date focuses on. I mean, if we were Martians, we'd know it right away.
You know,
it's so obvious. I think we're used to living in this neighborhood that we don't see it.
Right.
It's so incredible, this story.
Yes.
If you would just study the Jews, mm-hmm. where they've been, what they've been through, and the Bible, you would become a believer.
Yes.
And I think every Jew that actually starts studying I know millions have come, Jewish people have come to Jesus. So many are coming to Jesus, people wouldn't even know it, because there is a lot of really quiet people accepting Messiah.
Yes.
And don't you feel like, I mean, just the history of the Holocaust, the history of all what we see, the history of Spain, the history of Hitler, the history of all of these things points to one thing. The devil has tried to thwart the plan of Almighty God. He's trying to stop it. He doesn't want the temple ever rebuilt. He doesn't want any of these things to happen. It seems like they're unsurmountable problems for all the Bible. But yet the Bible keeps being fulfilled.
Yes.
We've got very little before the coming of the Lord, but some very important things have to take place.
Yes, and it always looks impossible until it happens. I mean, mm-hmm. for the Jewish people to come back to Israel seemed impossible for most of 2,000 years. Have you read Bible commentaries? Most of them said, you know, most people who were preaching from pulpits were saying it's never going to happen. It's impossible. God's finished. It's all spiritual. It's not going to happen. But God said it was going to happen. God said, I'm going to bring him back. And if God says something, he's going to do it.
Right.
And so it seemed impossible. And it was under Islamic rule, the Turkish Empire, for 400 years and before that. There's no way the Jewish people could come back there and be their land. Yet God, that does it through World War I, through the prophetic jubilee of 1917, the other one,
yeah,
opens the, all of a sudden, the you know, empires rise, fall, and the land opens for his people. And then 19, they say, well, they'll never get Jerusalem. Well, then comes the Six-Day War in the other prophetic jubilee. And what happened? And Jordan enters in, then Israel says, don't enter in. Enters in, Jordan has Jerusalem, and what happens? Jerusalem is back. Everybody said it can happen, it's impossible. Even Jewish people said it's impossible, but God didn't get the memo. He had it happen. He doesn't care what's impossible. If he says it, he'll do it. And so it's amazing. It's exactly that. Everything, so you look at, okay, well, what about the temple? Well, that seems impossible, but God has a way of doing those impossible things.
Yes, he does.
So everything, but everything he said, he did. Everything that he said was going to come has come.
Mm-hmm.
And this is again, usually it happens through war. Usually it is war. And that's just to take it home for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our lives,
yes,
God has a calling. Mm-hmm. The enemy does everything he can to mess it up, stop it, distract it, hinder it, put things in your way,
yeah,
and attack you like crazy,
yes,
discourage you.
Right.
But if God said it, you're in the will of God. God will do it. Keep going. Be strong and enter in. It's going to happen. You may not see how, but it's going to happen if you keep going. Don't give up. That's what the enemy wants.
Yeah.
Don't give up, and God will do it.
So you're looking at, you know, that's the reason why. But he's not going to be able to thwart the plans of God, which is, by the way, the enemy gets things to a point, and God seems to allow it to get to the point where people who don't trust him, who don't have faith in him, is easily shifting over to the most politically correct thing at the,
yeah,
time. But if you hang with God, if you stay with God, just like Dwight Howard was saying, God told him, he said, just stay faithful. You know, God comes through every single time.
If God is for you, who can be against you? You know, if God is, you know, no plan in hell can stop the plans of God. Just stay faithful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.